Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Hey everybody! Welcome! Welcome to Unscripted Radio. I'm Mike J. This is another fantastic, fun-filled hour because I'm joined, of course, as always, by the lovely, charming, talented, no cellulite city, beautiful, silky-sized Karen Ashley.
And then, of course,
right? And then, of course, Jeffrey. He's always fresh and funny, and God knows what Solomon will spew out of his mouth. He's here, too.
Probably. I can't wait.
I love that she gets this amazing intro. Talking about her sexy, silky, smooth fucking thighs, and he's talking about what foul shit's gonna come out my motherfucking mouth.
Because that reaction is what he wanted.
Yes. Well, Mike K, here's one for you. I got two words for you.
What?
Bless you.
Aww. He did what Jesus would do. Oh, Jeffrey, you've grown up.
WWJD.
Meanwhile, I'm outside letting the air out of his tires.
Yay. Yay. Now, that's not what Jesus would do, but okay.
No, but that's what Judas would.
Right, we'll take whatever we can get.
This is one of the apostles and shit.
My sister's going to cut you. You tear out her tires on her new car she just got.
Uh-oh. That's her problem now.
That's right. Amen.
Man, yeah, crazy. I love
I feel
though
like
that.
Karen.
I will say this though, Jeffrey. I am usually riveted every time we get on the show because I can't wait for the Jeffrey. You know, I can't wait for the Jeffrey rant.
The
Jeffrey
rant of the day.
Yeah, because you're gonna go off on something, and I love it. I think that's what the people love. They love the fact that at some point Jeffrey's going off. We're all waiting, anxiously waiting.
If it's not fat cat suits, it's asshole fucking listeners from the chat room. It's always somebody.
You gotta bring that up again, don't you? You always, you like
just call me Rosie. You remember Rosie when she was leaving The View and she'd go on and do her video blogs and there was that clip and Barbara Walters going, "Ladies, move on," or whatever. And Rosie put that Eminem song, two trailer park girls go around the outside playing, and then she goes, "Boy, I don't know what that Debbie Menonopoulos did, but she is pissed."
Right. Right, because she just got fired. Like, that's like, she still ain't recovered from that.
You know, and that's, I've realized, like, I've decided I'm going to be the fighter of the group because somebody's going to say something fucking wrong to one of us. And I'm just going to be the one that's got to go rush to everybody's defense. And I'm probably going to be the one to get arrested because I punched somebody in the face. Like, I can't do it. Like, don't fucking, nobody's going to fucking sit there and say some foul shit to any of you. And I'm not going to let it get away with. It's not going to happen. I'm going to knock them the fuck out.
I think we've all kind of agreed that, I mean, we all have, you know, our parts and our places on this program. And Jeff, you're the mama. You're the mama.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You take care of your babies over here. I like
you
that,
know,
though.
I mean,
I think that's the way
the
it should be. Because I know if someone says something, I think you'd be surprised that I'm going to say something, too. Like, I ain't going to have anybody talking about anybody in my camp. Sorry.
No, I don't play that shit. Like, I just don't do it. You don't do it.
Yeah. And
you don't fuck with my friends
always,
because...
We're always, like, you know, we're always having fun. So it's a fun show, so don't bring us down, you know?
Yeah.
You can't bring me down today.
Exactly. You got to leave the negativity at home. If you listen to Unscripted Radio, we're here to laugh. We're here to joke. We're here to talk dirty. That's it.
Ooh, talk dirty to me. What are you wearing?
Unscripted Radio, the guiltiest pleasure.
Oh, my God. I kind of got a little wood. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
dear.
I got Jeffrey Wood.
It's so weird. It's so wrong, but just so fun at the same time. I'm not really sure what to do with myself. Down, down, down.
Yeah. So, I hope you're talking Izzy.
No. I'm talking. I don't know. What my call is a donkey. I've got to come up with some crazy
name.
You're
the Woody Woodpecker.
The Woody Woodpecker? That doesn't flow like the donkey, but I definitely do not have a donkey.
What do you have, like a little...
A cannoli. I've got a cannoli. It's even cream-filled. Trust me.
I've been to New York. Those cannolis get pretty big, Jeffrey.
It's like somebody said the other word I hate. Like, I just got so, like, creeped out from this conversation about talking about my junk. Yuck.
Mike, have you ever seen Jeffrey's donk?
I have not.
Oh. How
no, I have never.
Because you post pictures of yours, right? That's how
I'm
we've all seen it.
Look, my junk is so spread all over the internet, which is actually coming down because I know I said on a show a couple times ago that I was gonna pull all of my dating profiles, my online hookup profiles, you know, to show you guys that I'm not a complete hoe.
whatever.
I don't know. I may have to leave a couple of them still up there just because, I mean, what would the folks do? I mean, I swear, they love to look at that sort of thing.
That's funny.
Well, I think it's going to be a great scandal.
Michael is that Michael has all of that stuff up there, and people think we're joking, but Michael really has pictures of his dog on the internet.
Really up there. I mean, shoot, if you want to email me, I will send you a picture of my work of art.
No, you can't send them a picture, but they can go look on fucking Adam for Adam.
I can't send a picture. I can't send a picture because then it would imply that the radio show was sending out something illegal.
Right.
But if you happen to find my personal profile page, which is not affiliated with Unscripted Radio,
Blonde Aries 83.
There you go. You know,
wow.
Check the box, affirming you 18, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, Karen, I'm not going to lie. If I had a dick the size of Michael's, I would be having that thing. I'd let it flop out all the time. Like, when I was working at the bar, I would just walk around with my junk out all the time. Like, I mean, that's something to be proud of. Like, I could set up dollar shots on my
on your schlong?
On my...
Well, I'm just here for the nicknames. That's all I'm here for today.
I love it. Like, he seriously could probably set up, like, 7 or 8 shots on his junk. I mean, it'd be a great way to sell him. I'm telling you, we'd make a killing.
He's got some junk in the trunk. In the
like,
glove
I'm
compartment.
I'm telling you, I would be
He's
proud.
Got junk
like,
in
people,
the glove compartment.
I would shake people with my dick, to be honest. Like, I would just walk up and be like, wait till you see my dick. It'd be
right.
Bad.
Well, you know what's kind of funny, like, going along with this, is I'm actually wearing my Lucky Brand shorts today, and when it's funny, it fits, because when you unzip the fly, right embroidered on the little flap that's underneath, it says, Lucky You.
Wow.
Lucky you, you're not about to sit down for a week. I mean, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. That is the gift that keeps on giving.
That's true. You mean you can ride it, and then 30 minutes later, you can ride it again if you like.
We've got to get this man a boyfriend. I think that's why most of the times we talk about sex, because Michael's sexual frustration.
I have been doing a lot of ice lately. I find myself just going home, and I don't even need the water anymore. I just get out the ice cube tray, and I'm chomping on it for like hours.
But you know
what it is? Like, one of us on this show has to be promiscuous. Like, I think it's up to me.
Well, we've got
Katrina,
and we've got you.
Yeah.
So
I think Karen or Katrina's got that covered, dude.
Right. We can't have two of you.
No, I think, Karen, we kind of can. We've got a boy and a girl whore. It's fine.
Absolutely. Katrina would slap you if she knew you're calling her whore.
Allegedly, I'm kidding. It's only if you're wearing spandex. I'm just saying.
I didn't say
that either.
Spandex, she's a whore. She is going to turn into the freakiest freaky mama. But if you're not wearing spandex, she's pretty normal. She's tame.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Except when she bites people. That's freaky.
I think they ask for it. So does it count if they backdoor?
She was going to bite my ass cheek when she sees me for the wedding. I was kind of traumatized.
I'm not down with that. Like, you guys know I've dated some freaks, and we've talked about the golden shower and all of that. And, you know, we've talked about how Jeff likes to suck on toe jam. But,
Oh, man.
It's funny because I was a couple weeks ago, you know, we were talking, and I had to get my feet ready to be, you know, brought out into the flip-flop season. And I'm like, well, Jeff, I got my nails all done and done up. I got all the hair shaved off my feet. They're a little pale, but I think they're going to be okay. But, you know, the only thing I worry about is when I get to the pool that, you know, there might be some toe jam that escapes and is floating in the pool.
I fucking hate you. I really fucking do right now. Like, I can't even describe to you how fucking sick this conversation makes me. Like, I just can't even hack it.
Oh, we love it because we finally found your hot button.
It is.
Not a hot button. It's disgusting.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
Nasty. Wash your fucking toes, you nasty skanks.
I have a foot brush that I use when I'm in the shower, and, you know, I scrub all the dead skin and the toe jams and the corns off my feet.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful.
I don't have corns on my feet. I mean, they're pale and white, but that's the only thing that's wrong with them. And they're a little bulky.
We heard they were pale and white. We heard you never take them out. You never wear sandals.
Uh-uh.
Why is this? You're the only gay man I know that doesn't wear sandals.
Well, you know what it is? For some reason, and I think it comes from when I was a young kid, like, I do not like bugs, and I am scared to death of bees. So, as a kid, I would wear, like, long-sleeve shirts, and I would wear pants, and I would wear shoes all the time, because for whatever reason, I don't know, like, I don't like walking through the grass and flip-flops because I'm always worried I'm going to step on, like, one of those pricker bushes, or I'm going to get, like, stung on the foot because I actually did get stung, like, right in the middle of my foot when I was a kid.
I had that, too. That sucks.
You know, so I think that's still, but, like, in the past, like, 5 years or so, I've gotten, like, I will wear flip-flops when we go to, like, the beach or if we're at the pool. I'll do it, you know.
Okay.
But part of it is, too, I don't know, I'm so worried if I'm in public walking through the mall that, like, someone's going to step on my foot. Break a toe. I have that fear.
You have strange fears, Michael.
Well, look, Jeff is afraid of flying. I'm afraid of someone breaking my foot. All
Jeff
right?
is afraid of flying and afraid of toe jam. You are afraid of toe
jam. And look, there's a reason why I will not let a man stuck on my toes. It's because I'm afraid he's going to be a little freaky and try to bite one off. All right?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't like that. I never liked the toe person. Ugh. Like, I don't care if you touch my feet. I don't want no mouth on my feet. Like, that's just nasty. I don't know.
It's
I think toes
out.
Are like, good.
I'm
I think toes are gross
in
the beginning, and it's like you can make them look better, but they're just disgusting anyway.
Well, have you ever had a guy, like I dated someone once, I tell you, I date freaks, and he knew a lot about, I guess, all the nerves in the bottom of your feet connect to various parts of your body. And he knew where they all were. Well, he was massaging my foot, I guess, towards the middle, like towards the front where your toes are. If you keep massaging that specific spot, like you go up and down with your thumb a little bit, it'll actually make pass. Yeah. Like,
I'm
sitting there, and the dude's massaging my foot, and I'm just, like, farting away. I'm like, what the fuck? It was so embarrassing. Like, he was doing it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He was doing, like, reflexology on you, and you were, like, passing gas. How hilarious.
And yeah. And I didn't realize it. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Because I'm all embarrassed. You know, I'm like, why the hell do I keep farting? And he just kept busting out. He starts busting out laughing. He's like, I'm making you fart. I'm like, why would you do that? That is so gross. He's like, well, it's like being, having control over someone by only touching their foot. And I'm like, all right, you need to go.
Okay. That's fucked up. That has nothing to do with him, like, being in control. He likes to sniff your farts. I'm telling you, he's one of them.
That's disgusting.
Because that's fucking, like, why would you make somebody fart? That's not being
somebody
in control of them.
Gas? Yeah, someone who passes gas is just as disgusting as toe jam to me. Like, that makes me just grossed out.
When somebody drops a bomb?
Passes gas. Yeah, and I mean, I understand every now and then it's an accident, but, like, there are people who just fart all the time. That's disgusting.
Bro,
like,
well, you're going to fucking love staying here.
Oh, no! Who does it?
Oh, no. It's Joe. He's a silent bomber. All of a sudden, it's like the fucking air comes out of your lungs and you can't breathe.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, no.
The fucking paint has peeled off the wall because of him. It's that bad. I mean, his father, he pulled the car over and made Joe get out one day. He was so pissed off. Like, they got into, a screaming match over it. He's like, I fucking had to fart. What's the big deal? His father's like, you almost killed me.
Well, what's funny is, like, why doesn't Joe roll the window down if he knows it's coming and he knows
well,
it's going
to
be
Well, because he thinks it's funny. Like, I'm not going to let him lie to me. Or fucking try to kid anybody. Like, he's a dude, and he thinks it's funny. Because he'll do it all the time. We're in the car, and I'm like, bitch, you just sat down. Why couldn't you have done that outside? But then he's like, yeah, there's been days I've screamed at him. Because I, like, in the dead winter, it's like fucking 10 below. And I'll roll the window down on him, and I'll press the child lock so he can't roll it back up. And I'm like, fucking freeze your ass off. You're a son of a bitch.
Wow.
And
yeah, I think
open.
They're going to need to, we watch Karen. By the time they get married in July, and then we go mm-hmm. to L.A. in August for the reality show, they're going to be in couples therapy already.
That's hilarious. But what's funny is that they already, like, you guys seem like you've been married for 10 years already. Like, some
right.
of the things you tell me, it's the most hilarious thing.
Well, and that's just it. Like, we bicker like an old married couple. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like, we're not that fucking lovey-gushy couple. Like, we're always constantly fucking bickering about some shit. Like, it never fails. We go out to his mother's, and we'll be like, bah, 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 bah. But, like, you know, whatever. It's fun. It's a good time.
Right.
But, like, I mean,
that's
yeah, everybody's
you
know, like, oh, like, after you're married.
Good.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't know. Like, everybody's like, oh, man. And I'm like, okay, like, we're doing it because we can now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together for 5 years. Like, I'm cool. But I'm like, I'm not going to get married and feel different the next day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's
it's probably going to take me. I still call him my boyfriend. I don't even say fiance.
Right.
Pretty soon you're going to have to call him your husband. That's what you got.
Which, that just fucking kind of skews me out. I probably won't do that because I'll never remember. Well, I always hated, like, gay guys years ago. I mean, we're talking when I was, like, you know, younger. And you couldn't get married. They'd be like, my husband. I'm like, bitch, you can't have a husband.
No, like, I don't know. This is actually a good question. And the relationships that I've been in, I don't know. It's
uh-huh.
so, I never referred to any of the guys that I've ever dated as my boyfriend. I've always just introduced them as, oh, this is Jason or this is Matt. You know, I've never actually been like, oh, this is my boyfriend, Matt. We're fags. You know, like, you know,
can you do that one more time?
I don't know that any gay person does that.
No. Well, you know, it's weird.
My boyfriend, Matt, and we don't, we're fags. You know, like, I don't know. It's just, and if, because my one, the guy that I dated, Jason, he would introduce me as his boyfriend. And I'm like, I ain't your nothing. I don't know if it's like the Aries in me where I'm not nobody's property. It just ain't going to happen, but... Like, how do you, like, Jeffrey, you're going to get married soon. Is Joe going to start to refer to you as his husband? Like, how does that make you feel?
I'm sure he will. You know, because that's what I am. But it's really funny, like, we're having this conversation, because, like, the people in our lives, like, it's really fun to see them introduce us to people. Like, Joe's
yeah,
mom is notorious for saying, this is Joe and his friend Jeffrey.
Are you serious?
Mhm. Well, like, even
who says that? His friend? Who says that?
His mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you have to think, though, too, like, they're from kind of a small town,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, where they're true rednecks. Like, and I'm really okay with her saying that. I'd actually prefer it. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't need to draw no attention to it. And I really hate the fact that, like, why? Can't you just be like, this is my son Joe and this is Jeffrey? Like, why do you even have to label
yeah.
me?
Like, right,
I was
going
to say, like, why does she have to say anything? Why can't she just say, this is Jeffrey and Joe? Why do you have to
like, you know
say,
what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel
right,
like,
that's
I
what
I'm still, like, I still feel like it's taboo in society. And
mm-hmm.
you don't know how somebody's going to react. So I'm not really about, I'm not going to deny it if they ask.
Mm-hmm.
But I,
right.
I don't feel that I need to broadcast it. Now, what's funny is now when somebody introduced me as his friend, like, I kind of always cringe because I hate the way that sounds, too. Like,
right.
just don't say anything. Just introduce me as Jeffrey.
Right.
Yeah,
my thought is, it's kind of weird, like, his friend. Like, I would
right.
How would you feel if she says, this is Joe and his partner, Jeffrey? How would you feel about
now,
that?
Well, here's the thing. Now, that's what my aunt does. She
uh-huh.
will be like, we went to this diner, and it's like, you know, it's a diner. We're not talking a restaurant. It's a fucking diner. And
uh-huh.
she's like, oh, this is my nephew Jeffrey and his fiance Joe. And, like, Joe kind of, like, glanced at me real quick, and I glanced at Joe, and I wanted to crawl under the table and die. Because these are, like, not, like, young people. They're older. They look like Republicans. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, you know, I was more uncomfortable with that than I was, this is Joe's friend, Jeffrey.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Like,
it just depends
like
who we're around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if it's older folks, like, if it's people in their, like, 60s and 70s, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, odds are, I just don't want to deal with the conversation. Or, you know, it's
right.
somebody that doesn't know and they're fine with it, but they have a million and ten questions.
Right.
Like, bitch, my name is not Mother Love, and we are not doing this show today.
Right. See, that's what I don't like. Like, it's almost like if you introduce yourselves that way, all of a sudden it's like, really? Wow. Like, you guys are gay? And it just, you know, that's like what I always hate when I have to, you know, quote unquote, come out to someone for the first time. Because then it's just like a whole world of explanation. Like, really?
Michael, I'm telling you, unless they're idiots, they know.
Right.
Most of the people I know are idiots, all right? That's all.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying. Like, your fucking boss is a moron. Like, he is
well,
a fucking absolute moron.
If he I think he's a perfectly swell guy, and he's great, and if he happens to be Jeffrey,
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry. That is my opinion alone and not the opinion of anybody else
yes.
here on Unscripted Radio, Michael Cummings, or Blog Talk Radio.
Jay, you're a moron. Sorry.
It's true. If you're listening, you're a moron because you didn't know he was gay. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm not saying you're a bad boss.
It's so crazy to me that you guys still have to have the talk. Like, I don't understand how it's so, like, I think it's maybe because I live in L.A., and it's a very
yeah.
common thing to find out someone's gay. There's not going to be a conversation. You're like, oh, okay, they're gay, okay. And you kind of keep it moving. It's no
right.
big deal. It's like, that's what blows my mind that, you know, obviously in Auburn or in Rhode Island, you would have to be possibly plagued with the thought that you're going to have a conversation about it.
Here's the thing, though. It's kind of judgmental on our part. Because the thing is, it may not be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But, like,
sure.
I just know there's so many fucking religious idiots in this town.
Right.
You know, and it's not even with the younger people. It honestly, truly is, like, people, like, 50 and above that I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Right.
I just don't. Or, like, my father's telling all his macho kind of redneck friends, yeah, he's gay, he takes it up the ass with Joe, you know, hey. And I'm like,
are you serious?
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, like, Vito, like, went from, like, oh, you fucking fag, to, like, he's like, yeah, that's my son, and he does the drag, you know, he dresses up in the women's clothes, and he gets on the stage, and he does this little dance number, and he wears the heels and everything, does the makeup and the wig, you should see him, he looks just like my cousin Karen.
You know what's funny, though? It sounds like he sounds very proud of you. Like, that's, like, kind of a, like, I feel kind of warm and fuzzy inside, you know?
Yeah, but it's
there's
one of those things where I just want to crawl under a fucking rock and die. Like, I don't want these people to know.
Right. Well, it's like me. My mom does that to me. Like, I remember, like, I can't go anywhere. I can't. I mean, it's been how many years? And, I mean, literally, I'll go to visit her. She lives in Odessa, which is a small town outside of Dallas, probably like 5-6 hours outside of Dallas. I can't go anywhere. And she's like, yes, this is my daughter, Ashley. She calls me Ashley. This is my daughter, Ashley, the Power Ranger.
Okay.
And then has a photo album of, like, every single picture, event. I'm, like, mortified. Like, I'm just like, Mom, are you serious right now? Like, I have no makeup on, and we're at the Safeway, and you want to tell people who I am? Like, are you serious right now? Like, it makes me crazy. And it's not that I'm not proud of that or I'm not proud of my accomplishment. It's just I'm like, I'm at the Safeway with no makeup, and it's a Tuesday. Do we really have to talk about this? Because then, you know, the next thing that happens is they're like, oh, can you, my son is having a birthday party. Can you come over with the suit? I don't even know this person.
God.
Yes, now all of a sudden I'm a clown, and
exactly.
I'm a birthday party. I'm just kidding.
You could probably make sick money by fucking doing that. Have you ever even thought about it?
No, hell no, because I tell people right now, I'm not a clown. I'm not showing up in the suit, and I'm not going to a kid's birthday party that I don't know.
Bitch,
kids
you are crazy.
Know.
I would be ripping on some fucking spandex, and I'd be running over there with fucking bells and whistles on, like, it's morphin' time! Now bid me $1,000.
Kids are not going to be kicking me in the shins just to get, you know... I'm sorry.
$1,000.
Dude, stop pimping her out like she's Barney, the fucking purple
Well,
guy.
I hate to break it to you. Everybody's like, who's in your wedding party? I'm like, oh, my Aunt Melissa, my Aunt Cindy, Mimi, who I nannied for, Katrina Johnson from All That, and Karen Ashley. Everybody knows her. It's Aisha Campbell, the Yellow Power Ranger from the original movie. And that's always my list. When somebody's like, oh my god, that's so cool in your radio show, and I'm like, yeah, bitches, how many of you can say a fucking Power Ranger was at your wedding?
Call me Barney.
Poor Karen. I apologize.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's all wild, bro. I'm excited as shit. Like, this is big shit.
I understand, but it's like, it's that I get the conversation. Like you guys would get the conversation. Now I get
I
the conversation.
Oh,
as
you're, well,
how
I
many
think everybody's going to get it. Because they don't.
They need, and how many can I come to their child's birthday party? And they're like,
don't,
you don't understand. My kid loves you. And I'm like, woman, you and everybody else's kid does too. Your kid ain't special.
Well, look, I'll put a disclaimer. I will get on the mic before I walk down the aisle and be like, please, there's no autographs for Karen Ashley or Katrina Johnson, and please do not talk to them unless they speak to you first, and no, she will not come to your children's birthday party, so fuck off.
And no, she will not wear the suit.
I am going to pay someone $20 to walk up to Karen and Jeffrey's wedding and be like, so... You do weddings, too? That's awesome. I'm getting married next summer. I would love to have you there.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to fucking happen, because here's the problem. It's going to be my Aunt Kathy. I'm telling you right now. Every
Aunt
like,
Kathy, stay the fuck away from me, Aunt Kathy.
It's been working through the phone. Oh, I fell backwards. Because, you know,
see?
She homeschooled her son. And so she has seen the entire series of Power Rangers with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, like, after my brothers were done, I was like, oh, whatever happened to that show? And she was, like, telling me how all the series connected and what happened. Like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, you know, whatever.
Right, here I come into your life.
Yeah, well, they have been asking. Like, it's been getting through the family tree. Like, she has, she just mentioned it to me for the first time, like, last weekend or whatever, at my brother's, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm burping like a sumbitch, at my brother's graduation party. But it had been, like, rumbling through with my grandmother. Which Power Ranger's coming to the wedding? Which one again? I'm like, Aisha, the one with the braid from the movie. She boogied with the bear.
Ay, ay, ay. See?
Okay, you can't even say shit. You say Alpha's line all the time.
You know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do. We're going to walk around Auburn, and I'm going to say, this is Joe and Jeffrey, his partner.
You're right. But what do you want me to say? That you're not a Power Ranger?
How about just introduce me as Karen Astley? How about that?
And well, I will when you're here in
his
person.
Partner, his friend. This is Jeffrey, his friend.
Well, I mean, that's, I did that with, like, okay, so I have, now how do you, if you're, like, if you run into one of your exes, okay,
uh-huh.
Would you introduce them as, oh, this is my ex so-and-so, or would you introduce them as your friend?
This is my, this is such and such. They don't even get the friend. It depends on our, depends on how it all went down. This is such and such.
Right,
his name is Mike. This is Mike.
Yeah, we had earlier. Like, why does anyone need a label? Like, well, Karen, with you and your man, like, do you introduce him as your boyfriend, and does he always call you, like, his boo? How does this all work?
No, I always say this is my boyfriend because I'm proud of him. this is my life partner.
This is my life partner.
He's my life partner. So, yeah, no, but, yeah, no, I get it. Like, I totally get your pain, and I get the conversation, because I, too, have that, but it's just a different conversation. It involves spandex.
Oh, that is fresh. Mm-hmm.
It's fresh, right?
That is. Speaking of fresh, where'd you go?
Freshy, where you at? He's sneaking away. He's calling
out. Are you talking to me?
Yes,
yeah,
Freshy Fresh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was having a little bit of a crisis here that I had to attend to for a moment.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
child, here it's coming again.
A little bit. I had to mute myself because it would have distracted the flow.
Oh, God.
You had to take a piss, didn't you?
No. I had child problems. Not that it's during the day or anything, and not that this show was pre-recorded at all on a Friday at 1 o'clock. It's definitely not.
Damn,
can I just tell you, I want to give everybody an update on that son of a bitch that fell off the roof next door and smashed my bush.
Oh, please. We've all been riveting and waiting.
I am looking out. My yard is trashed still. There is shit and shingles all, like, up in the bushes, you know, like, where they hit the ground and how when they're all close together or whatever. There's shit all in between there. And they smashed a lot. Like, they fucking trashed my bushes. Like, I'm fucking pissed.
Right.
Like, if I see that son of a bitch that fell off the roof, I'm going to break off that big-ass piece of bamboo right there, and I'm going to fucking smash it in his face.
Woo.
Oh, my.
Sounds like
well,
sexual tension.
Oh, no, honey. I took care of that the other night. Good Lord. Oof.
How many times a week do you and your boyfriend, or you and your partner, or your friend, how many times a week do you have sex, Jeffrey? I'm just wondering. Can we get around about?
It depends. Because it's tough, like, if when we're doing the show, like, Joe will go to bed before I do, and somebody's
mm-hmm.
usually sleeping. But it's a couple times a week.
Okay.
And,
maybe
it
more.
On the definition of I hate to get all Bill Clinton, but it depends on the definition of sex. I mean, Joe has a very unique
Michael.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike. Michael, he's already mad at you. I wouldn't rock the boat.
Michael.
Any other time, I'd be down for this conversation, but not right now because he's still a little bitter over the. Yeah, just let's not say we did, boo-boo.
I love you,
Michael,
Joey.
Michael, you can hear that he's bitter.
Well, you know, the fat friend.
Oh, about
yeah.
The friend. Oh, yeah,
friend.
Earlier in the week.
Yeah, but he's not just pissed at Mike. Like, he's pissed at me, too. But, you know, it's easier for him to be more pissed off at Mike.
Right.
All right, he's
that's
very neat.
Well, I don't even think he's really pissed off anymore. I think it's just like if we said something else that would piss him off, it could be bad. Like, I don't want to deal with it.
Right, yeah. Let's keep a happy home, especially since you're entering into a fun-filled weekend of debauchery. You
it
might
really
have an with other friends.
I hope we don't get arrested this weekend. Like, I just have this funny feeling, like, because I have been, like, I am built up, like, not getting fucked up, not going out, like I haven't done shit in months,
uh-oh.
And I am fucking ready to go. Like, I want to get down.
Right.
Like, I'm like, somebody bring some weed, get me a bong, let's do it.
None of that.
Get me some hypnotic. Like, I want to fucking get down.
Right. Okay.
I just want to put that out there for anyone who may be listening. I do not do any illegal drugs.
I don't do those kind of things.
It was a joke, bitches. Again, you always have to ruin it. People listen to the show. They know I don't smoke weed. I can't. I have asthma. I would die.
Well, look, I don't need to get a random drug test and I go back to work Monday morning, all right?
That's true.
Like, this is really
now
horrible.
Now Bob knows that he's gay.
I know, his corporate world. Yeah,
how
only if my push fucked up. This guy is so ugly. Oh my god.
Okay.
I
cannot make it when you talk about this fucked up push. Alright? And then in the next sentence you're saying how the guy is ugly. Because I'm getting a visual in my mind I don't need to be getting.
You're an idiot. Like, seriously, like, the branch that the guy fell on, it's, like, all sorts of leaned over, and the guy's, like, just kicking it around. Like, just fucking break it off, dude.
So my thought is this. Why did they, like, come over and say, hey, we're so sorry, we'll pay for that?
No, nothing. Well, and here's the thing, though. Some guy came over and banged on the door last night and was like, can you get your car out of the driveway?
What did you say? Can you fix my fucking bush?
All week long, they have blocked our fucking driveway off with a fucking thing. Like, and they're not even over there. Like, why? Okay, first off, dude, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Motherfucker called me and was like, so they were wondering if they could use your driveway, like, Monday, Tuesday during the day a little bit, whatever. Okay, that's cool, but now you blocked my shit off overnight.
Right.
Like, I'm not really cool with this no more. Like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Right.
Like, and you need to make sure that your shit is picked up the fuck out my yard. Because if I come out there with my big fishbowl, shit's going to go down. Because you're not going to have to worry about the fact that they're all wearing hard hats now and they're tied onto the roof by a rope. Because I am going to drop you from a fucking roof. I'm just saying. Oh, and guess what? I have really good news.
What?
What's her face? The alleged whore is here. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you want to talk about a whore? How about you tell me about a whore who gave me the wrong time to call in? How about that, whore?
Bitch, have another fucking cocktail. I told you noon. Oh, wait. I mean...
Yeah, bitch, you told me now. What time is it? Yeah.
We do the show at the same time every night. It's always 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. It's not my fault. You don't...
Yeah, this bitch is playing pranks on me. He's like, oh, you know, we're the time of the show. How about that? Oh, okay.
All
right. So you wanted to show...
We were talking all about you, girl. We were just talking all about you.
What the fuck? This has been going on now for how long? Every show you bitches have to bring it up?
Well, don't taunt me. Do not taunt me. I am not the one.
Don't worry, Katrina. You know what I'm gonna do to him? The next when I see him and he has a big old fishbowl. And he's got I'm gonna sprinkle some toe jam in the fishbowl. We'll
Michael,
cool.
Let me tell you right now.
Oh, that's low, dude.
You
don't,
even
you know
get
that's
your
that's
foot
so
near my fucking... I will cut your dick off and put it in the garbage disposal. No joke.
That's
too big. The don't get too big for the garbage disposal. It's not
gonna... Yeah, you don't fuck your shit up. Then you ain't gonna
I'll go get the, you know, that. What the hell is that? The mulcher? You know, where big sticks. Oh, shit.
He doesn't know.
You know what? You fresh.
They're all fresh. Y'all got problems. You need Jesus.
Yeah, we do, really. We really do. We need to focus more on God, guys.
Let's see if we can get Jesus or one of his representatives here on Earth on the show.
We could just call her ex.
What?
Too soon?
Jeffrey could have been real mean to Mike, but he did what Jesus would do, and he actually gave him a compliment. So I think we're getting there slowly but surely, Katrina.
But oh, wait, whose ex are we just threatening to call?
To focus on Jesus.
You know, the asshole. I was actually trying not to, like, diss you.
I like to laugh. I love how Katrina goes,
because I'm taking direct quotes, bitches. I'm taking direct quotes because some people are just assholes.
That's right. You're right.
Even with their magic stick they had, their talking fucking whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, what did I sign on for today?
Because
Lord help us.
I know, girl. You're coming in on the end of something crazy.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when we let Jeffrey moderate the show. We don't have any actual topics. We end up talking about my dick and Katrina's exes the entire 60 minutes.
Well,
conversations about your donkey, Mike. I'm just saying.
Mike, they all wanted to know if you ever called that guy to come to the wedding.
Yeah, Mike, did you ever make the call?
I sure did.
Did you call Merlin the magician?
I don't have Merlin's number.
Lucky for you, Mike, I Facebooked him.
Oh, God.
I just need Merlin to come just on GP. He don't even have to come as your date. He just needs to come to the wedding so we can laugh our ass off.
Yeah.
At Mike.
And make us cupcakes. She's a baker.
I got it.
I'm sure Boy could make a killer cupcake.
We can do something. What the hell was that show, Candid Camera? Or whatever. We'll do a spy show. We'll have Mike call him that he wants to go catch up with him, and they'll go out to dinner. And we'll, like, get the camera, and we'll sit across the restaurant and watch.
And we'll talk to them. Yeah, I'm a good creeper. I can make that happen.
Yeah. I'm afraid that we'd be laughing so loud that the Merlin would hear us. Like, we would be so, we wouldn't even have any kind of, downloadness to anything that we do. We'd be crying.
I know, and he'd be like, those two bitches look real familiar over there. I swear I know them from somewhere. And that fat kid. Like, God, they all look familiar.
He would definitely know Karen because back in the day, I don't know if I've told this story, but back in the day when Merlin and I used to hang out, and him and his other brothers, we would actually play the Power Rangers. So,
you see?
There it is.
He would play the Power Rangers.
As much as I try to downplay my nerdy history background.
Wait, you were still hanging out with him then?
Yeah.
This is the thing. I told you that guy would be at the convention. I told you. He beat up from one of the kids. He's right in my lane as a fan.
You know, the crazy part was, we would go out and play in the sumac trees, and that was like the command center.
The what?
the sumac trees. You know those?
Are you fucking kidding?
No. The sumac trees. And that would be our command center. And we would always fight over who got to be who. Because, you know, someone always wanted to be Tommy. And then someone always wanted to be the red one. Well, I always got stuck being the stupid blue one. And nobody really wanted to be the blue one, all right? So I would end up playing the yellow one because she's always so cool. We always liked Miss Aisha. We love her. Until Merlin's mom would come out, and they'd be like, oh, you can't be playing a girl part, you know.
She was in denial of her son.
Mike, you used to want to be Karen when you grew up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I liked her saber tooth, you know.
He liked me and my saber tooth. I love it.
That was my
Power Ranger confession. All right, there it is.
And the Power Ranger confession was
add me to the whole wedding party, and now you, Mike. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Now that Karen is completely creeped out that one of her co-hosts on the show with her used to run around with a yellow pillowcase tied to his head because he's trying to be the yellow Power Ranger.
For the record, Mike had way worse things attached to his head.
Yes. I'm actually not shocked by that, Mike. Man. So, yeah, so, Katrina, you know, we're going to go to this wedding. I don't know if you know this, but it's going to basically be a wedding slash autograph session slash personal appearance that we're not getting paid for. Because
Jeffrey has already announced
that we are, you know, like Aunt Kathy is going to be trying to take pictures with us the whole time. So you need to be prepared for this.
She is the only one. And thank you, Katrina and I. Katrina, tell her how it is, because you and I've had this conversation, and you're like, bitch, I'll sign autographs all day, $25.
Right. Yeah, see, I'm going to get paid. I'm not as nice as Karen. That's not my problem.
Well, I wouldn't sign anything either.
Pictures, some autographs, whatever the hell she wants, but the second she wants it for free, she's getting Power Ranger pimp slap. And
Sadly,
I'm sorry.
Right.
So it'll be, you know what'll happen? They'll be like, I'm the aunt or whoever. I want to get a picture with the bridal party and the bride.
Oh, sneakies. I see what you did there, my friend.
I'm just going to be a dick. Like, I'm going to be like, get away. Like, I'm going to get a protective barrier around you two so that you're just mine. Because, frankly, that's how it's going to be. Like, I kind of feel bad. Because, you know, I'm not going to be hanging out with anybody. I'm going to kind of be a dick and be like, hi, okay, great to see you. I'm busy.
That's so wrong.
You can't
that's
be
so
mean
wrong.
To people who came so far to see you and bought you presents.
Okay,
right.
Look it. Here's the thing. I'm going to have somebody going through the gifts as soon as we get them. Anybody that gives us less than $25 is not going to get to eat. They're going to be asked to leave.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
You're not
anybody that gets less than 50, I'm not talking to that day.
Like, you're not getting your slice of lasagna if you gave less than $50 guest.
I'm sorry. If you gave less than $75, that open bar doesn't include you.
Right. He keeps going up.
Right?
You
oh, hell yeah.
It's less than $100. You can't come in the door.
That's right.
Oh, that's crazy.
Look, I'm just saying, everybody's got to be in it to win it. Let's make money.
Yeah, obviously. Well, go ahead and set up the autograph booth then, Jeffrey.
And then set up a kissing booth for the donkey.
I think everybody's kind of, I don't know. I'm honestly kind of, I think everybody's over it. You know, most of them all know about the radio show and that we do it, and nobody really says anything except, like, my aunt was, like, the one that was like,
Aunt Kathy.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious because I think it'll be different when they actually see you guys in person. I think there might be a little stuttering going on. Like, and I know my fucking whacked-out cousin is like, yo, is that blonde single?
Huh?
And Uncle Len.
Katrina, you don't want any part of it. If it's the cousin I think he talks about, you don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
Well, here's what
right.
you say. You look him dead in the eye and say, can you afford her?
Right.
Oh, well, that's what I told him. And I was like, dude, she doesn't fuck losers.
I mean, I do. I do. I just don't keep them. If they're wearing spandex and have tattoos, there's a chance that, you know.
You're getting it.
No, honey, there's a saying that you can, you know, maybe fuck someone if you put a brown bag over his head. Look, the only way you could fuck this dude is to put his entire body in a burlap sack, okay?
Well, that defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
That's just rude, Mike.
Too much?
I love it.
I'm sorry.
I think it's good.
Jeffrey's a strange person. I apologize.
Okay, no. What's really fucking creeping me out is, you know, Uncle Lenny. It's not his real name. But that's... he's like that old guinea, you know, like he was like, whatever, he still thinks his shit's amazing and he's like the chick magnet. Like he taught my brothers when they were like real little, like two and stuff, they'd be like, what's Uncle Vinny go cruising for? And they'd be like, chickies. You know, and he's not nobody's Casanova. He's like, you gotta wine and dine him. You know, take him out to the Applebee's.
Oh, that's some Applebee's in the house.
But now he's like, I mean, literally, like I moved in next door and I had, you know, my friends coming over and we're partying and stuff. And he's coming down and he's trying to chill with us. And this motherfucker called me after one of my girlfriends left. And he's like, yo, what's up with that black haired broad? He's like, she a pig? She like to fuck? Literally, that's what he said.
What?
To me. Where?
No.
Wow.
In exact words. Yo, what, she a pig? She like to fuck? I was like, and then I called my mother. I was like, your brother has got fucking problems, okay?
Wow.
I just want to apologize ahead of time.
My goodness.
But I'm not sure he's really, I'm going to get killed if any of my family's hearing this, but I'm not sure he's really still into the game considering he has a colostomy bag and shit.
Oh, that's good. Look,
he's just extra big pimping. He's just extra big pimping. That's all.
Well, it's messed up. Like he used to live in the apartment above me. You know, my parents had the apartment complex thing, and he had his colostomy bag because he had diverticulitis, and he didn't get rid of it because he was too afraid they would kill him. And he'd still have bitches up there, and you'd just hear the bat. We're all like, seriously? Like, what is she thinking? She's fucking him with that bag? Like, what?
I don't know. I mean, what if the bag, like, breaks while you're doing it and you got...
Well, that happened.
What?
He was hanging something after I moved out of the little apartment. He fell off a ladder and he broke his arm. But he was like dealing with a drop ceiling. He took out the whole drop ceiling.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And, like, he had bags over him, so he, like, comes to the back door, and we're all fucked up. We're partying. And he looks like the Michelin man. I mean, it was the greatest day of my life. And he's like, I think I broke my arm. And he's, like, turning pale, and his bag busts. His bag...
Jeffrey.
Because my friend Tuna Noodle was his age, right? And I'm like, bitch, I ain't doing this. This is on you. You the girl. She had to go upstairs and clean him up. He wouldn't go to the hospital while his hair being washed.
Well, I don't blame him. He might get a chicky at the hospital, you know.
Yeah, he wasn't getting nobody with his busted bag.
Poor bastard.
No. Man.
Welcome to my life.
Right.
So you guys are still planning on going to the woods right now that you've heard about crazy Aunt Kathy and Uncle Lenny and his colostomy bag.
Yeah, and I know now that Joe farts a lot. I just don't know about this wedding, Jeffrey. I just don't know.
That's good. Yeah, luckily the bride and the groom are taking separate limos, so we're going to be in a limo where no one will be farting unless someone is rubbing my foot in the wrong spot. Then I'll help.
I'm having full access to my fishbowl the whole time. Jeffrey got me one. I'm using it.
Mm-hmm. You guys are going to
I'm going to grab you all and my other friends from California, and we're just going to go in our own bubble. Like, I'm actually thinking, like, the whole time you guys are here, we're going to go stay at the Holiday Inn.
That's so wrong, Jeffrey. People are going to be so mad at you and never talk to you again.
I don't care.
Yeah. They're going to take your wedding gift back.
Yeah, I don't think so. There'll be a bouncer.
Fine by me.
Look, I'm going to say hey and be a little social. But not all that.
I know. Luckily, this is like the great part for me is it's not my wedding, I don't have to be social. I can hang out with Karen and Katrina the whole time. We're going to get wasted.
Yeah, that's what you think, though. But everybody knows you. And they're going to be coming up to you because they haven't seen you. Like, hey, how are you doing? So you're doing the show with Jeff. Who are these two?
And I'm going to be
have
like,
fun,
look,
bitch.
Look, if you knew me, if you know me as well as you think you knew me, you know 10 years ago I was an asshole, and I'm still an asshole now, so step the fuck off.
No! Mike!
Yeah, no surprises here.
Nope.
That's funny.
No, what's really funny is everybody loves Michael.
Right.
For some reason.
He acts like he's so big and
life.
Bad, and he's all loved. Everybody loves him.
Well, you know, it's Michael's thing where he, you know, pretends to act like an asshole, but he's got to fit in with the folks. So when he's around, he does his part.
Yeah.
I
he's
do the part.
Sweet,
I flash the pearly white. I'll let Joyce grab the donkey so she can finally feel like she's had the experience, and we'll be fine.
Oh, God.
No, you have to worry about Joe's mom. Well, and all of his aunts and his sisters now. Because at the wedding shower, it got brought up, and everybody wanted to see it.
Oh.
Please,
that's
just show them
They want to see the miracle that is the doll.
Well, because my mother and Joe's mom, they're like, he's so small. There's no way that he's got a, you know, his junk is that big. I'm like, look.
So
I didn't want to see it. I'm telling you, it's that big.
I love that you have these type of conversations with your mother, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Where well,
you
I do. I have these conversations with my grandmother, too. Is this not normal?
No.
Yeah.
I come from a family of five sisters, and we ain't having these conversations. I ain't trying to talk to them about nothing. I don't want to hear about them, and they don't want to hear about me. We're all good.
This wedding is going to be interesting. Like, you guys are going to be signing autographed headshots, and I'm going to be autographing photos of my dick, okay? That's not even good.
Yeah, Mike's gonna be he's gonna have the autograph session and the picture session. It's like Katrina said, we need to have a kissing booth for the donkey.
Yep. That's what's up. Let's make some money.
Oh, but you get to charge more than $1. I think it's $10 to kiss the donkey.
Yeah, and the thing is we'd be able to like, you know, film a whole 80 episodes of Unscripted Reality.
But hey, Scott, we gotta raise the price. You $20 to kiss the donkey, $50 if you make it spit.
Listen though, don't let Scotty too hotty hear that. He'll freak out.
Right.
Scotty too hotty. It's a joke, biatch. It's a joke.
It's a joke. Back up off the mute, Scotty too hotty.
Well, kids. This is about the end of another hour. Isn't that crazy?
It's been such a fun time. We've got another show dedicated to the donkey. And a little bit about your wedding, Jeffrey, and Aunt Kathy and Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Eddie. Okay, now he went from Uncle Vinny to Uncle Lenny. Now he's going to be, I'm going to call him Uncle Eddie.
What's his name?
I'm going to call him Uncle Fester.
Uncle Baggy.
That's
he's gonna hate
us. Uncle Ziploc.
Uncle Ziploc. He's got junk in his trunk for show. He's got a bag to prove it.
You know who was it? A-Rod? Was it A-Rod who was giving away girls packages when they hooked up with him?
Yeah, he's a winner.
I could do that.
What are we going to do, guys? We're going to... what is this show again, Jeffrey?
Heard that up.
Unscripted Radio, you're guilty as pleasure.
I can't do it right. Let me do it. Unscripted Radio, you're guilty as pleasure.
Now, go get your moist highlight and wipe up your stranger moisture, please.
Right. Wipe them shit up.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.